Hello and welcome to your GCSE Psychology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics on the entire specification, cognitive psychology. Now, I know some of you might hear the word cognitive and think it sounds a bit intimidating, but trust me, by the end of this episode, you're going to feel genuinely confident about this topic. We're going to cover the key models of memory, the classic study by Loftus and Palmer, how to tackle exam questions, and I'll even throw in a quickfire quiz at the end to test yourself. So grab your notes, find a comfortable spot, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Cognitive psychology is the scientific study of mental processes, the internal workings of the mind that we can't directly observe. Think of it as trying to understand what's happening inside a computer by looking at its inputs and outputs without being able to open the case. Cognitive psychologists study things like memory, attention, perception, language, and problem solving. For your GCSE exam, the main focus is on memory, specifically how we store and retrieve information, and crucially, how that memory can go wrong. So, let's start with the most important model you need to know, the multi-store model of memory, proposed by Atkinson and Shiffrin in 1968. This model suggests that memory is made up of three separate stores, each with different properties. First, there's the sensory register. This is where all incoming information from our senses arrives first. It has a huge capacity. It can hold everything you see, hear, smell, touch, and taste, but it only holds information for a fraction of a second, somewhere between a quarter of a second and 2 seconds. Most of this information is lost almost immediately. However, if you pay attention to something in the sensory register, it gets passed on to the second store, short-term memory, or STM. Short-term memory is your working memory. It's what you're consciously aware of right now. But here's the thing, it's quite limited. Research by George Miller in 1956 showed that STM has a capacity of around 7 items, plus or minus 2, so roughly 5 to 9 chunks of information at any one time. And it doesn't hold information for long either. Without rehearsal, information in STM fades after about 15 to 30 seconds. The encoding in STM is mainly acoustic. That means we tend to store information as sounds, even when we're reading silently. Now, if you rehearse information by repeating it over and over, which is called maintenance rehearsal, it stays in STM. But if you rehearse it more deeply by thinking about its meaning, it can be transferred to the third store, long-term memory, or LTM. Long-term memory is your permanent storage system. It has essentially unlimited capacity and can hold information for a lifetime. The encoding in LTM is mainly semantic, meaning we store information based on its meaning rather than its sound. Within LTM, psychologists distinguish between different types. Episodic memory stores personal experiences and events, semantic memory stores facts and general knowledge, and procedural memory stores skills and how to do things, like riding a bike or tying your shoelaces.